Welcome to Minecraft Muse, the podcast for Minecrafters. Thank you for listening to the Minecraft Muse, the podcast for Minecrafters. In this first episode, we are going to be reviewing a Minecraft map. This map specifically is one of the Hypixel ranked mode Skywars maps. It is called Coral. I myself have played a lot of Skywars, and when I first got my 50 kills and I was able to go into ranked mode, I was really psyched. The maps were amazing, and I'm going to share with you my review of one of my favorites called Coral. There are some things I don't like about this. You'll notice in this episode I mention them, but there are plenty of things that I like about it. What I like about it the most is how you can get to mid with only a few blocks. You can get there with three, enough to leap off, and if you have a speed one potion effect, you can do it with just one. One thing I don't like about it is how close to the building limit they built it. It's so close that I can't really make an effective sky base on it. I like making sky bases mainly because it's really easy to get kills from them. You put as people build up to it, you can shoot them off the tower that they've built with only one egg, one snowball, or one arrow, and if they get close, you can actually hit them with your sword or fist, knock them off, and as they keep trying, you should be relatively safe even if they have a bow, because you can build yourself a wall. One thing that I actually like about it is how big mid is. I usually don't like this on regular maps, like solo or teams, but in ranked, the mids are all really large, and I kind of like it how big mid is on this Coral map. One thing I don't like about the mid is how many obstacles there are on it. I prefer if the mid is going to be flat, if the mid is going to be large, a flat mid, but this one is almost flat, but there are little pits and little things sticking up. I also really like the sea theme. I also like the glass skylights or ceilings almost at your spawn island. Coral is probably my third favorite map, my first being Twisted Grove or Sawmill. I think Sawmill is my first one and Twisted Grove is my second most favorite one. And one thing that would make me like Coral more is to imitate Sawmill in the fact that you can get to mid without having to build, also having lots of almost cave-like spaces in the trees, having maybe cave-like spaces like kind of in real Coral with all the holes that you could hide in, because I really like hiding when I'm fighting. And now it's the end of the episode and it's time for the building tips. The ideas that I have in my show notes here for things you could add to this build are maybe adding like a large clownfish, like Nemo almost. Maybe even make the spawn island be a fish and you like spawn on top of it and you go into like the inside guts of the fish to get your chests and the eyes are glass or the stripes are glass. Anyway, another one that I have is put the map lower down on the building limit. Sky bases can be useful. Also add some water. I think that you could do a lot with the water because it's an ocean theme, or it doesn't actually have to be water, it could just be blue stained glass, clay, lapis, etc. And, oh my gosh, it's time already, this is the end of the very first episode of Minecraft Muse. You'll notice that this was only about 4 minutes 30 seconds long. That's pretty short for a podcast, while podcasts are usually about 20 minutes to an hour long. This is going to be a short podcast because it's going to be more manageable for me and probably more manageable for my listeners because I sometimes get bored when listening to hour-long podcasts. Unless it's Radiolab, they have amazing content. Also, please check out the description. I know, oh, that's a little weird, he's putting his podcasts on YouTube. I'm doing this because I already have a YouTube channel, and I think it's kind of fun to make a video for them, even if the video is only the title and a cover image repeatedly. So check out the description for links, more information, And please like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to listen to the next episode.